Well, well. What have we here? Chickens usually return to the coop before nightfall, little one. And with good reason. The forest is dangerous after the sun sets. What are you? A scavenger, I wonder. Come to search for age-old treasures. Or are you just a silly little human lost in my forest? I'd find that more believable. Yes, my forest. Who am I? Perhaps what am I would be a better question. Any who know my true name are long since dead. You are not going anywhere, little rabbit. Not yet. Perhaps we need to restrain you a bit. You can stay up against that tree until I'm done with you. You can struggle against the vines all you want. You don't possess an ounce of strength needed to break them. I am the deity of this forest, darling. I have power over every single thing. From the birds high above to the ground at your feet. And since you're here now... Such fickle things, you mortals. So caught up in appearances. Unaccepting and repulsed by that which does not resemble your kind. However, a caterpillar on a leaf does not know that there is a forest around him. You cannot be concerned with what else exists when you're not exposed to such things. Perhaps it is not all your fault. Cause no harm to my forest. And I shall cause no harm to you. Does knowing that please you? Steady the racing of your little rabbit heart. It has been an age since I've encountered one of your kind. So... small and malleable you all are. Cute, really. Your ignorance to the world outside of human society is endearing. Almost. I do have questions for you. I enjoy being informed on what goes on outside my forest bounds. But first, I'm sensing something other than fear. With every step closer, I can hear your heart thumping faster and faster. But it's excitement, isn't it? I know the rhythm of arousal. I thought as much. Excitement when faced with the unknown. Excitement, perhaps, when I tighten these. Oh, yes. Look at the way you squirm against them. I was going to release you, but... I thought so. It may have been an age since I last interacted with one of your kind, but it has been an eternity since I have laid with one of you, if not longer. And you are so cute and tiny, and eager. Can I touch you, little one? Just gently graze my fingers across your arm. You feel so lovely beneath my fingertips. And what if I were to touch you further down? You like that, wouldn't you? Kiss me first, then, little one, and I'll touch you wherever you wish. That's it. You're good at this, aren't you? Makes me wonder what else you're good at, little one. But there's plenty of time to find out later, isn't there? For now, let me run my hand down across your belly, beneath this waistband. Oh, you're so wet for me already. And if I touch you here, you like that. That's good. Right there? Oh, your little sounds are so sweet. Yes, that's it. Move against my fingers, darling. Make yourself feel so good for me. That's it. Faster. And what if I kiss your neck too? Oh, you sound so good. Now no more. Oh, I'm sorry, little one. I just think that we should get these clothes off you, don't you? I think you're ready for my cock. Let's get rid of these vines for a second and take all this off. Well, look at you. More beautiful than I imagined. Kiss me. Skin is so lovely. Ah, fuck. I forgot how adorable you mortals are. How sensitive you are to my touch. No. No, not against the tree. No. No, this boulder here. Yes. Bend over it. You're so good. So lovely. And if I take your wrists behind your back, I know you like it when my vines restrain you. Your ass looks so good. What if I just... Yes. You sound so good when you yelp like that. But let's leave that stuff for later, I can't bring myself to be too rough with you just yet. For now, just take my cock. You can do that, can't you? I'll be gentle with you, don't worry. So wet for me. So tight around my cock. Oh, you moan so prettily. So good at taking my cock. You make me feel so good. Perhaps I should interact with lost mortals more often. Oh, what's that? Of course I can do that. Gently wrap my hand around your throat. Just a little. Master. Oh, little one, you just can't get enough of me, can you? So greedy for my cock, aren't you? Not only because you are so nicely. Oh, fuck. You feel incredible. Oh, you sound amazing. As sweet as birdsong. Oh, be as loud as you want, my dear. Nobody will hear you from this deep within the forest. Oh, yes. Oh, watching my car go in and out of you is making me want to come already. Just fill you up with my cum. With my hand around your throat and yours bound at your back. Would you like that? Yes. Yes. Oh, you've been so good. And good little mortals get what they want. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, now take all of my cum. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Let me get rid of these vines. Ah, now come. Lie with me on the grass, on my chest. That's it. Put my cock back inside. Can't have any cum going to waste. Besides, it'll make the next round easier. Oh, of course I was serious. That was just a warm-up, little one. We have hours until sunrise. And I plan to use you, well,